For years, Democrats have struggled to get their footing in the state of Florida. Right now, they hold just one statewide position, the agriculture commissioner. But Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy from Central Florida thinks she could be the one to change that. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell has more.
Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy has spent the past 4 years in Congress building a reputation as a moderate pragmatist with a history of working across the aisle. That should make her a natural leader in the House in a moment when bipartisan is the biggest buzzword in Washington. But Murphy is weighing a different path, challenging Marco Rubio for the Senate.
Florida deserves at least one senator who isn't focused on becoming president.
Murphy hasn't officially announced her plans, but she's already facing a potential primary challenge from fellow Congresswoman Val Demings, who has seen support from National Democrats. Florida political consultant Fernanda Mondi says Murphy, like most Democrats, faces an uphill battle statewide.
Democrats have failed spectacularly here in Florida over the last 20 years.
Amandi says Florida Democrats are just less organized than Republicans. He says they need to win in the statewide races in 2022 to hobble GOP chances during the next presidential election.
I think a lot of folks at the national level also see Florida as the front line for Trumpism and potentially the gateway towards the nomination for president in 2024.
Murphy thinks she could be the person to bring Democrats a victory in the Senate because she's seen success in a district that looks a lot like the rest of the state.
I've been able to run in a difficult district that is a microcosm of the broader Florida dynamics of about a third D, a third R, a third independent, and win handily.
Murphy was elected in 2016, a year when former President Trump won statewide. She frequently outperformed Democrats running for higher office in her district, something Murphy attributes to her ability to connect with voters on a personal and political level. She says her background as a refugee from communist Vietnam allows her to appreciate democracy and a capitalist free market system. That's part of why she was able to avoid being branded a socialist in a state that's home to many voters who left communist countries like Cuba, even as Republicans claim that all Democrats were left-wing ideologues.
I think a lot of Democrats try to say, oh, well, it's apples to oranges. But in the eyes of my constituents, it's all bad fruit when you're talking about socialism.
Murphy is also a consistent centrist. She chairs the Blue Dog Coalition, a group of fiscally moderate Democrats who often work with Republicans on legislation. But that history of bipartisanship has become harder to maintain following the insurrection in the Capitol on January 6th.
People lost their lives that day. That's really hard to get over and to forget, especially as we now have colleagues who are trying to tell a different story.
Murphy was in a room during the riot where she could hear police officers being crushed by rioters and doused in bear spray. Murphy says it's challenging to work with Republicans who deny those events. Now she says she has a pragmatic approach to finding common ground. She says the coronavirus sharpened the focus for Democrats on getting aid to people in the country and following through on promises, even if that means Democrats have to work alone to pass priorities like elements of President Biden's American Jobs Plan.
Pragmatic does not necessarily mean bipartisan.
For now, Florida's political scene is in flux. The state's Republican legislature is set to redraw congressional lines this year, putting Murphy's current district at risk of changing. Democrats have yet to finalize who will run against Republicans statewide, and Murphy is still deciding where she fits in. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.